Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record called the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the Almighty Sports Line, the best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. Today, obviously, is a different kind of day. Last night, one of the hardest things you'll ever watch on television, and the Monday Night Football game came to a close. It changes everything from a football perspective, but we're not even worried about that right now. We're worried about the young man who's in the hospital in critical condition. That's all we care about this morning. Now, we do have some housekeeping to take care of, and this is the hard part of the business. We normally do an NFL preview today. We have decided we're probably going to move that to Thursday, but turn on your notifications. As soon as the NFL makes an announcement about what they're going to do, then we will proceed forward with our NFL coverage as well. But right now, we're just putting it on hold until we figure out what they are going to do and if this man can, the young man, can recover properly. Our prayers are with him. Now, as far as the rest of the day yesterday, this is what we did as a brand. Illinois and USC, absolutely horrible, bad beats in those games. And if you played them, then you know what I am talking about. Other than that, pretty good day. I went 4-3, so I will take that any day of the week. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show and try to pick you up a little bit on this Tuesday in the new year. And look who I have. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, live from Las Vegas, Sin City, Zach Attack, Zach Simony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Not much to add to what you just mentioned here after yesterday in the sports world, but Donovan Mitchell was one thing that I caught my eye yesterday, scoring 71 points. But other than that, not much on my end.
I think he was the first player to have 70 and 10 assists or 10 rebounds. It was one of those. But first player in the history of the NBA last night. What an amazing game that was. Cleveland scoring like 150 in overtime. All right, next, he is our NBA aficionado, Mike Bonner. Mikey B, good morning, sir.
Thanks for bringing up Donovan Mitchell torching my Bulls in an awful collapse last night. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I had Cleveland on the money line, so I was happy about it, but I understand. I understand your fandom gets in the way. Now, finally, live from just south of London, England, and Guru Buckets, our silent assassin, Brant Sutton. You guys have been absolutely destroying it. Martin W. Green, the Guru. Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning to you, Coach. Yeah, we ended 2022 in fine form, racking up lots of profit. So I'm hoping we can carry that momentum into 2023. And yeah, we had a similar situation at the Euros last summer with Christian Eriksen, the Danish player, who collapsed on the pitch with cardiac arrest. Took a while, but he did make a full recovery. He's now playing for Manchester United, playing some of the best soccer of his career. So hopefully a similar situation will unfold with this young man.
That's exactly right. By the way, for those of you calling for Skip Bayless to lose his job, all he did was tweet about the schedule. That's the brutal part of the business. This is a huge business. It will move forward. So let's not ask for somebody to lose their job just because they questioned what is the schedule going to look like, because we have to do it here too. All right? So thank you for bringing that up, Martin. I had forgotten about Eriksen. I was watching that game live. And then to come back, and then when he first came back, the emotion, it was a really cool moment when he came all the way back. All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. Only 3 games in the NBA tonight, so not a ton there. but we could find some opportunities. But as always, who sits and who plays is so important. Mikey B, start us off.
Yeah, these aren't going to affect any of the games tonight, but the games last night from the busy slate, we had some notable injuries that might have flown under the radar. Zion Williamson hurt his hamstring for the Pelicans. He could miss some time here. If he does, that's bad timing for the Pelicans since they're also without Brandon Ingram. Paul George, if you were sleeping, he tweaked his right hamstring last night against the Heat. Now, this is the same hamstring that forced him to miss seven games earlier in the season. The Clippers do have a couple of days off, but then they play a back-to-back set on the road Thursday and Friday, so it wouldn't be a surprise if George missed one or both of those games. And finally, Gordon Hayward, who just can't seem to stay healthy. He has not played more than 52 games in any of the last three seasons. He's only played 21 games this season. He hurt his hamstring against the Lakers yesterday, so we'll see if he misses time moving forward.
You remember when they gave him that deal? It was like, what, $30 million a year? Yeah. And like, what are you doing?
He can't stay healthy. Can't
stay healthy. Can't stay healthy. It's not worth it. Not worth it. By the way, Josh in the chat is saying, hey, Coach, shouldn't all the bets from last night be voided? So most books will do this, Josh, that if it's a postponed game, they'll hold on to those bets until a decision is made. Once the game is canceled, then yes, they will cancel those bets and put them back into your account. Now, tonight I mentioned three games on the slate. One of those involves the East Coast favorite, I believe, for the NBA championship, and that's the Boston Celtics. Zach Tech, talk to me.
Yeah, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're one of the three games tonight against the Boston Celtics, as you mentioned, Coach, and they are a huge underdog tonight at home, 8.5 last time I checked. But if you go back to their earlier matchup at Boston, it was mid-November, Oklahoma City Thunder played really well. They actually had a 13-point lead late in the third quarter. It was 94-81 before Boston kind of stormed back with a big fourth quarter and ended up winning that game 126-122. But I do want to highlight, sometimes you just look back at stats and scores and then you glance over what actually happened. It was a back-to-back scenario for the Thunder. They had beat the New York Knicks the night before. So to play that well in a back-to-back spot, really quick.
All right, I think Zach is muted now. Is it just me? Yeah, Zach, I think your microphone went off. Try it again. Yeah, you're all frozen. Try to dump out and dump back in. We can do your pick because you're all frozen now as well. So dump out and come back in. I apologize for that. But we do have one more storyline for you today. And Martin, I love it when your storyline is about your favorite team, because then you really get into it for me. Arsenal, they're playing much better than they did a year ago when they were never in the mix, but now they are. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, that's correct, Coach. There's been no interesting storylines about Arsenal for about 15 years, so it's nice to actually be top of the table once again. They are the Premier League leaders, and they are bidding for a fifth consecutive victory today when they host in-form Newcastle at the Emirates Stadium. The Gunners are 7 points clear of Manchester City at the top of the table, following a very wild and impressive victory over Brighton on New Year's Eve. I was a bit of a nervous wreck by the end of the game, but Arsenal did hold on to win all 3 points. They've won all seven games at home so far this season, and that does bode well for their chances of success in this match. However, Newcastle are unbeaten in 14 games. They've only lost once all season, and that was when Liverpool scored a controversial goal in the 99th minute to finally put them to the sword. They're currently third in the standings, and the club's new Saudi owners are spending cash left, right and centre, turn the Magpies into genuine title contenders. So it's going to be fascinating to see how these two informed teams fare when they collide in a highly anticipated match today, which I'll be breaking down a little bit later in the show.
Oh, man. Put that to the sword. Is that an English term? Put that to the sword?
Yeah, if you put someone to the sword, you beat. It's kind of a dramatic way of saying you beat them.
I love it. I love it. Put it to the sword. Man, I'm going to start using that. So cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
All right, let's get into our board for the day, because even though it's a very, very light slate in the NBA, we still have college basketball that we can sink our teeth into. So where do we start? Well, I believe we're going to start with soccer, because that's been the sport that's really been propping us up. So, Guru, if you don't mind, I would love for you to go first. What do we like today?
Certainly, Coach. I am actually going for Arsenal to put Newcastle to the sword. This will be a really stern test of their mettle, as Newcastle have been superb this season. Their only defeat, as I mentioned, came all the way back in August when Fabio Carvalho scored that 99th minute winner, I think it was, to hand Liverpool a 2-1 win at Anfield. Since then, Newcastle are on a 14-game unbeaten streak. They're above the likes of Manchester United, Tottenham, Liverpool and Chelsea in the Premier League table, which shows you just how far that Saudi money can go. However, they were a little toothless in attack when they drew 0-0 with Leeds in their last match. Striker Callum Wilson came off the bench, so he's expected to be back for this one, but he's not 100% fit. He's only just returned from injury. Alexander Isak is still absent, so I'm not sure they're going to really be firing on all cylinders in attack. Arsenal do also miss star striker Gabriel Jesus, but understudy Eddie Nketiah has been brilliant. He scored 2 goals in his last 2 games. And Bukayo Saka, Martin Ødegaard and Gabriel Martinelli have just been on fire. So I do like the odds on a home win here for Arsenal. So I'm back in my team, minus 120, straight money line win. Could maybe go for Arsenal and under 4.5 goals or something like that if you want a bit more value. But minus 120 looks good to me. Moving swiftly along, I am going for a little two-team parlay. Manchester United, they should secure a comfortable victory when they take on Bournemouth in the Premier League today. They've won both matches since the club season resumed following the Winter World Cup, whereas Bournemouth, they lost 2-0 to Chelsea, they lost 2-0 to Crystal Palace. They're now the heavy, heavy favourites to finish bottom of the league this season. Things aren't looking great for them. I don't expect them to cause many problems for Manchester United at Old Trafford. So I like that first leg of the parlay. And I'm combining it with Villarreal for minus 109 on a two-team parlay. Villarreal are playing against a team called FC Cartagena in Copa del Rey, which is the Spanish Cup competition. They should have enough quality to win that one. They're up to 7th in the La Liga table after winning back-to-back matches under their new manager, Quique Setién, who was formerly the Barcelona boss, so he has real pedigree. FC Cartagena, ply their trade in Segunda Division, the second tier of Spanish soccer. They're 8th in the table after losing 3-0 in their last game. There's a bit of a funny thing that happens in Spain, whereby a big team will have a B team, like a reserve team, that play in the lower divisions. So Villarreal have a B team, and Villarreal's B team actually beat FC Cartagena on December the 7th, 1-0. So if their B team can beat Cartagena, their first team really should be able to beat Cartagena. So I'm going for Villarreal and Man United in a two-team parlay, minus 109.
Educate and entertain, ladies and gentlemen. Educate and entertain. How many of you knew they have a B team? It's like the JV in high school beating a varsity team. That's what that is like. Who would know that? My guys know that. The Guru knows that. And look who's back with that big old fat smile that we love so much. Zach Attack, and while your Wi-Fi is working, I'm going to come to you because you have one big play tonight from the 3 games on the NBA slate. You're up, big boy.
Yes, Coach. I'm going to go with the Sacramento Kings. They are +3 currently against the Utah Jazz. may want to wait because this one has been fluctuating. Was plus two, was plus four. So it's at three right now. Maybe it'll get back up to four. But this is a rematch from a few days ago. And I look at the Utah Jazz team right now. They are below 500 now for the first time all season at 18 and 19, thanks to losing their last four games. Right now, they're just finding a way to lose rather than win. Those four losses all were by 5 points or less. And the last two have been truly heartbreaks. Tyler Hero hit a dagger shot against them to beat them, and they won by 3 points, the Miami Heat. And then the game for that before that was the Sacramento Kings, where Harrison Barnes grabbed an offensive rebound 9 seconds left, kicked it out to Kevin Huerter. He drained a three to beat the Utah Jazz. So the Jazz are finding a way to lose games rather than win. And I think every time when you try to get off a losing streak to get back a team that you want to win, they're on a four-game losing streak, they're at home, a small number, I think that bodes to the underdog, which in this case is the Sacramento Kings. And they had a good lead against this Utah Jazz team, 119 to 111, with like 3 minutes to go in that game a couple nights ago before they allowed the Jazz to come back and take a small lead. So I think the Kings come out strong in this one, and the wrong team is favored. I'll back the Sacramento Kings.
And real quick, while we have you, you didn't finish your storyline. It's 8.5 that Oklahoma City is getting tonight. Were you leaning to them or just giving us kind of storyline?
No, I was just some facts there. And actually, I think my batteries died in my mic there, so I'm going to have to switch those out. But just pointing out the fact that the Thunder scored 122 points in that game, which is the second highest that the Boston Celtics have allowed this year in a non-overtime game. Celtics did win that game 126 to 122. So you might want to look at a total or a team total in that in the spot tonight with the Thunder and the Celtics.
I love that. I love that storyline. Love it a lot. Martin, a couple of things from the chat. How would you feel about FanDuel has a boost today for at least 12 goals being scored in all four of the Premier League games at plus 180?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Three.
So it'd be four games. You need three, average of three goals a game. I don't see that happening. I don't like it.
I would pass too. I think Everton could be a tight game. I could see Man United maybe 2-0. If I had to, I would lean under 12. Okay. Yeah.
And the other one, Newcastle, such a strong side. How would you feel about both teams to score at minus 135?
Yeah, I think that looks like a good option. Arsenal always seem to score at home. Newcastle did beat Arsenal 2-0 on their last meeting. I would wait and check the starting lineup, because if Callum Wilson plays, then that will give Newcastle a better chance of getting on the score sheet. Chris Wood is a bit cumbersome. So, yeah, maybe check to see if Callum Wilson is playing. But, yeah, that does look like a good option as well.
All right, very good. Get a little extra bonus this morning on the Early Edge from the Guru. All right, I'm going to go next because, of course, we're propping up Mikey B today. He's got the maestro spot, and he is locked and loaded. But I've got two plays for you, and they're not in the NBA. That's right. I'm going out of my comfort zone today because conference season is starting across the land. And normally when conference season starts, for at least a week or two, the totals are higher than they need to be or should be because these teams know each other. They play each other twice a year. They play defense a lot harder to win that conference title. So today, we're going to go Ohio and Buffalo under 156.5. Both of these teams play fast. Buffalo plays very, very fast. But also, they're not that efficient, and they're playing each other again in conference season. So I love this under. Then I love another under. That's right, two unders for me today. KU, Texas Tech, first half under 65.5. I'm a huge KU fan. I'm a Jayhawker through and through. My parents still live in Kansas. They do not start fast ever. There is never a 40-30 first half. It's always the second half. So let's take the under in the first half, 65.5, and just meet me at the pay window. There we can shake each other's hands, fist bump, high five, do all that cool stuff, even cashing unders. Now, there are two things that I do not see in the show today. I do not see a prop. I do not see a prop-based parlay. Mikey B, can you help me out with that?
I always got your back, Coach. I got a prop and a prop-based parlay for two of the three games in the NBA tonight. The first one, we're going to go to the Celtics and the Thunder. I'm going to do over Jalen Williams, 11.5 points. Now, that's Jalen, J-A-L-E-N, not J-A-Y-L-I-N. Thanks, Thunder, for getting two guys with the same name on the same roster. With regards to Jalen Williams here, Alexei Pukuchevsky and Jeremiah Robinson Earl are both injured, so the Thunder have been playing small Williams has started each of the last 10 games, and he's averaged 31 minutes during that stretch. He had at least 12 points in eight of those 10 games. One that he missed, he narrowly missed. He had 11 points. When they played the Celtics earlier this season, he had 14 points over 36 minutes. So we'll do Jalen Williams over 11.5 points. And then for my player prop parlay, I really like this one. Lauri Markkanen to score at least 25 points and Jordan Clarkson to score at least 20 points. That's plus 152 on FanDuel. Now, the Kings have played at the fourth fastest pace in the league, and they have the eighth worst defensive rating, so we love that. Markkanen has scored at least 29 points in five of his last six games. Clarkson has scored at least 20 points in seven straight games. Now, when these two teams played last week, Markkanen had 29 points and Clarkson had 25. No Colin Sexton tonight for the Jazz, so we're going to go Markkanen at least 25 points and Clarkson at least 20 points for a little player prop parlay, Coach.
Man, I love it. I love just saying a player prop parlay. I'll say that five times in a row.
I didn't mess it up yet.
but we will. Quick question from Glenn. What do you think about a same game parlay, Jason Tatum to score at least 25 and Fox to score at least 20? Mikey?
I don't mind that. They're not. The only thing that worries me is the Thunder blowout factor. I would probably avoid it. I like my player prop parlay better. So go with mine instead. Don't mess with the other one.
There you go. By the way, Ballin has said, can somebody check on Coach to make sure he's okay? He gave out two unders. Hey, I've learned my lesson. I have changed my ways. The pay window never says, oh, that's an under, that's an over. They just say, how much would you like back, sir? And I've learned. So grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Zach Tech on the Kings plus the three tonight over a Jazz team that's struggling just a little bit as of late. Then the Guru, Arsenal straight money line minus 120. Then a little money line parlay. I love putting two strong teams together, Man United and Villarreal. Then Mikey B, a prop, Jalen Williams over 11.5 points minus 115. And then a parlay, Lauri Markkanen to score at least 25 and Jordan Clarkson to score at least 20. Put it together. You get plus 152. If you're going to cash with me, you're going to do it with these two games. Ohio-Buffalo under 156.5. KU-Texas Tech first half under 65.5. Then from yesterday's show, but the game is today, Fenerbahce from our man Buckets, who I believe is in the chat this morning at minus 120. A reminder, we will be back today at 4 p.m. Eastern time with Early Edge in 5. Our NFL Mega Preview as of right now is being put on hold until we hear what the NFL decides to do with the Bills-Bengals game and the rest of the schedule. If this was just two teams not in the playoffs, the Raiders or whoever, they would just cancel the game and move on. But because there's so much at stake, then we got to wait to see what the NFL is going to decide to do after, God willing, we get some really good news from Cincinnati and the young man who went down on the field last night. All right? So with that being said, let's send prayers up for him today. Let's be positive. Pay it forward. Sometimes we don't have to be all brash. All right? Sometimes scale it back just a little bit. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. Ryan Tire Crew, love them all and love you all at home. Remember, walk in, hug your family, hug your kids. Today's one of those days to remind us anything can happen at any moment. So let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. It's what we try to do every single day here at the Early Edge. Take care. Good luck.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.